Stay tuned to the show that will change your life. This is not another money show, and it's not an infomercial. It's a guide system to help you help yourself. This is the Financial Insider and the Safe and Secure Money System, presented to you by the Novus Financial Group in association with the Financial Education Partnership, a national 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your hosts, Eric Siebold, Mark McCanny, and Dan Bartholomew, and their team at the Novus Financial Group have nearly 90 years of combined experience helping everyday people like you using the Safe and Secure Money System. Stay tuned and see why everyone from business professionals to all school teachers, nurses, moms, and retirees have all benefited from the Novus Financial Group's time-tested wealth protection system. Now here's your hosts, Eric Siebold, Mark McCanny, and Dan Bartholomew.
All right, everybody, welcome to a next exciting edition of the Financial Insider Program. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, Eric Siebold, and Dan Bartholomew.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. And today, we're going to talk about taxes. The fun, exciting... Yes, Fred, the producer, has now...
Did you hear that
the
applause?
Conversation, he almost fell off his chair in boredom. So
we haven't even started yet.
We haven't even started. But we'll keep it. We'll keep this as exciting as possible. And specifically, we're going to talk a little bit about how taxes can be integrated, or the tax planning can be integrated into your overall financial plan, and most often how people overlook it. And and I think that that's, I'll kick it off with that. Eric, you take it from here and tell us how the Novus Group is different than most other groups, and that we address it and integrate it.
That's right. Well, first of all, let's take a step back and let's say, why do we address taxes the way that we do? And the answer to that is it's because that is the third principle of the Safe and Secure Money System that we go by. As everybody knows who listens to the show on a weekly basis, that our first principle is, as you're investing for retirement, don't lose money, which is a little harder than you would think to actually try to plan something like that. Second principle is reduce, minimize, or eliminate as many fees as possible. But now today we're really going to focus on the third principle, which is be as tax efficient as possible. Because as we all know, the government is our partner in all the investing plans that we're doing. They're going to get their piece. And what we're trying to do is not evade taxes. That's a bad thing. But but avoid taxes. You know, minimize what they get and keep as much of your money in your pocket. And there are a lot of different strategies that you could use that are in the tax code currently that most people don't know about.
Perfectly legal.
Perfectly legal. Some call them loopholes, but they're not. They were actually set up on purpose, and probably by the politicians who are using them themselves. And you know, when you know about those, and you can incorporate those types of advantages and strategies into your own plan, now you could really take your retirement planning to a whole new level.
Yeah. And I think it's probably good at this point to jump in with a slight, small disclosure that anything on this program today is not considered tax advice. Neither Dan, Eric, or myself are licensed to do that, but the Novus Group does employ somebody who is licensed to do that. And this is just a general conversation about the types of things that we can incorporate for you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I think, Mark, to your point about, you know, taxes being this exciting topic that's gonna put people to sleep. Today we're not talking about the ins and outs of the tax code and what tax laws have changed over the years to the point where it's going to be dry and boring. This is going to be examples of what you can do with your day-to-day or your retirement world to take advantage of some of this tax code.
And we should probably mention too, if anybody is listening and wants to incorporate these strategies into their own planning, you know, give us a call and we can, you know, just get started on the process with you. And that you would call us at 833-NOVUS-FG, NOVUSFG, or you can get in contact with us through our website at novusfg.com.
Yep. So I think the first thing that when I heard you say process, Eric, is what happens when somebody contacts us and wants to start the planning process. And it first starts off with a review of the tax returns and all of your investment statements or anything you might want to consider. Goals, objectives. But the first thing that we would look at is the taxes, because that it really is the information hub of your financial life. And when we sit down, we can identify different opportunities or something that maybe you're not doing. And I think the most common that we always see is by looking at your tax documents, pay stubs, is that most people are just putting all their money in tax deferred accounts. They're building a tax bomb. And, you know, for most people, the good thing is there's always a way to diffuse it on some level. The sooner you get started, the better. But that's probably the first thing. And then it ranges from a host of other things that people maybe aren't doing. I would say most people, Dan, Eric, I mean, when we sit down with clients, they're not taking advantage of the tax code that allows them to access money on a tax-free basis for things like long-term care needs, disability, and even death. And they're not taking advantage of those things or leveraging what's available to them in our industry. And they're exposing themselves unnecessarily by just simply not knowing. And it's just a function of education. So even if you don't know, you can give us a call. We can take a quick, you know, no obligation. It's free. And we'll give you an assessment of where you stand and what you could be doing.
Yeah. So, Mark, you talked about, you know, most people, and I think it's true with our clients and probably the majority of the people out there, is they're taking advantage of one type of tax break, right? Mm-hmm. It's that tax deferred account.
Right.
It's a 401k, a 403b, any of those 401k derivatives that we've talked about.
Right. It's the most common vehicle used in retirement planning, and most companies have them. Some companies don't. And it's really the only thing most advisors are focused on for you know, their entire practice.
Why do they only focus on that?
Well, I think it's most advisors are looking at the accumulation phase of someone's investing life cycle. And that accumulation phase at some point has to transition to the decumulation, you know, to the actual payout, the spend down.
Right.
The liquidation, you know, a lot of terms for that, but it's basically when you get to retirement, you have to start spending down your assets.
The government makes you.
That's right.
And the problem with that is that for the financial community, when you start decumulating assets and taking them away from those financial institutions, it becomes less profitable for them.
So
they really focus on accumulating and keeping the wealth at their institutions. And unfortunately, that doesn't always benefit the client. So we're going to show you ways to decumulate wealth, take it and put it back in your pocket, start spending, start enjoying what you've accumulated, and now you're going to spend down. And there are a lot of tax strategies that can be in place that, you know, yes, you're going to spend your money, but you're also going to get to keep a lot more of it. And so I think that one of the things that makes us different is we don't just focus here at Novus Financial Group on the accumulation phase and holding on to your assets. We're going to show you, yes, how to accumulate, but more importantly, we're going to show you how to decumulate in a fashion that, A, protects you from downside risk. That's part of the safe and secure money system. Mm-hmm. And it's going to allow you to leverage, advantage yourself of all of the things the tax code allows for this decumulation phase of your life.
So, Mark, you talk about decumulation and having that income when it comes time to start taking income off of these assets you've done a tremendous job of accumulating. Is there, once that money's in a 401k, for example, or is a tax deferred account, is that it? Is that money's in there forever and that's the way it works?
No, I mean, the tax code and the ERISA code allow the participants, the employees, to have access to a certain portion while they're working. And then obviously once you hit 59 and a half, which is the key retirement age for not having penalties associated, you can do almost anything you want. The problem is a lot of people simply roll it over into an IRA, and they are always counseled to take as little as possible off of it. And you have to wonder, why is somebody telling you to take as little money as possible off of your bucket of money?
So, why aren't people doing this? Why aren't people taking it from an account that Eric says you're in business with the government, that they're going to take their cut, and they don't tell you what that cut is?
Yeah.
You got to wait until you take the money out, right, and then they'll tell you how much they want of it.
Right.
So why are people doing that as opposed to moving it to a tax advantage account?
Honestly, Dan, it's just a lack of education. And again, it comes down to financial motivation. I mean, oftentimes, you know, if you're in the business of managing people's money, you want them to leave it with you.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you are basically their annuity for their retirement.
There are a certain money manager that will remain nameless who hates certain products.
Yeah.
And the reason he does, one of the reasons I'm going to go out and say that he probably does it is because if you stay with him, you're providing him an income.
Gotcha.
For a long period of time and, you know, forever, essentially, until you die.
Well, it sounds like that goes back to the second principle of the safe, secure money system of reduce fees when you can, right? Is if you're going to pay somebody fees for as long as you have that money with them, certainly they're not going to want you taking that money out and reducing the amount of fees that you pay to them, right?
And again, remember, too, there's conflicting advice here because the investment community is saying leave your money in your account here and just take maybe 3 or 4% a year.
Yeah.
And then we'll manage it until you die. But the tax code says, or the way the tax law is written, is that if I'm the heir, if I'm your heir, Dan, and you've accumulated a lot of money, I don't want to inherit your 401k.
Right.
It's the worst thing to inherit because it's fully taxable. And unlike your home, so, you know, if I was your son, Dan, your home, your stocks, your bonds that are held outside of retirement plans all pass to me with a step up in basis. The one thing that doesn't is your 401k or your IRA. I don't want to inherit that.
Right.
So you get this conflicting advice. Don't spend it down. But yet there's so many better ways to transfer wealth to the next generation than having the government take a big piece of it when you pass away and you know.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
So, Eric, do you think part of the reason that the 401ks are so used and that people continue to use that as their main vehicle for retirement is because they're readily available and everybody seems to know about them, right? You get a new job and they tell you this is what we offer in a 401k.
I think it's that, and I think it's that most folks, they put off making decisions on what they want to do for retirement. You know, for example, I can't tell you how many times I've talked to clients where they set up their allocation in their 401k when they started working for a company. 15 to 20 years later, look at their allocations, it's the exact same.
Yeah.
And they say they don't even want to look at it. They're disciplined enough to keep putting money into it and contributing to those retirement plans. Yeah. And that's awesome because there's so many, you know, things pulling you away and trying to get you to spend money somewhere else. But you have to also adjust your allocations over time.
Yeah.
And why don't we talk a little bit more about that when we come back to the show in a few minutes. But again, folks, if you want to hear these types of ideas, we love to talk. So just give us a call, 833-NOVUS-FG, or visit our website, novusfg.com. But hey, let's go to commercial real quick, and we'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit more about this.